This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن
تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ During the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was an orphan. And this orphan boy, he had a garden, and one day he was building a fence, a wall around his garden, so that there would be separation between him and his neighbor. And while he was constructing this wall, there was a date palm tree that was in the way. So he went to his neighbor Abu Lubaba and he told him that your tree is in the way of my wall. So why don't you give it to me? You have so many other trees. One tree is not going to harm you. And Abu Lubaba refused. So he said, okay, then at least sell it to me. And Abu Lubaba refused again. So this yatim, this orphan, he got upset and he went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he complained to him about Abu Lubaba. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called for Abu Lubaba and he asked him to give that tree to this boy. But Abu Lubaba refused. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that, okay, at least sell it to him. And Abu Lubaba still refused. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him the deal of a lifetime. He said, give him that tree for a tree in Jannah. And everyone is paying attention to this offer that the Prophet ﷺ is giving Abu Lubaba. Yet he still refused because this was his haqq, this was his right. And the Prophet ﷺ cannot force him to give up his right. So Abu Lubaba walks off and this young boy is crying. And one of the Ansar, Abu Dahda, wants to capitalize on this offer. So he rushes to Abu Lubaba and he tells him that, do you know my garden? And Abu Dahda's garden was famous in Medina. It had over 600 palm trees. And he told him that, I'll give you my entire garden for that one tree. And Abu Lubaba couldn't believe it. That you're going to give all that up for one single tree? You can take it. The tree is yours. So Abu Dahda went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and told him that, if I were to get that tree, would you give me the same deal? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said yes. So Abu Dahda said, I have purchased that tree and I give it to this young boy. I give it to this orphan. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started saying, كَمْ مِنْ عِذْقٍ رَدَّاحٍ لِأَبِ الدَّحْدَى فِي الْجَنَّةِ, that how many heavy trees does Abu Dahda have in Jannah? And he kept repeating this. So Abu Dahda, he saw an opportunity and he capitalized on it. And opportunities are all around us. Every second is an opportunity to get closer to Allah. But there are some opportunities that don't come around too often. Like the month of Ramadan, 30 days only comes around once a year. The month of Ramadan is a tremendous opportunity. The doors of Jannah are open. The doors of hellfire are closed. A caller is calling, O seeker of good, come forth. And every day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees people from the hellfire. And this is the month for us to get forgiven. This is the month for us to earn the mercy of Allah. But Ramadan is a month long. If we didn't take advantage of the beginning, we still have time. But in Ramadan comes one night. That is the greatest night of the year. And if a person misses this opportunity, then they have missed out on tremendous amount of reward from Allah. Allah says that this night is better than 1,000 months. Worship during this night is better than 1,000 months of worship. And if we miss it, we can't guarantee that we're going to be around to see another one. So we cannot afford to miss this night. And if we look at the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to strive harder during the last 10 nights. He would make the most of these last 10 nights. And he said that whoever stands in prayer during Laylatul Qadr, believing in Allah and only seeking reward from Him alone, then their past sins will all be forgiven. So following his example, we need to take our worship to another level during these last 10 nights. Sleeping 1 or 2 hours less during these 10 nights is not going to harm us. If a person cannot utilize all 10 nights, at least they need to utilize all the odd nights. This is the bare minimum so that they don't miss out on Laylatul Qadr. And the night starts at Maghrib. So we should have a schedule. exactly how I'm going to utilize these nights. What can I do when? When I'm busy, I can utilize this time in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best action that we can do on Laylatul Qadr, if we look at the hadith, is to stand in prayer as much as we can. If the masajid are open, then we go for Qiyam al-Layl. We try to spend the night in prayer, standing, reciting the Quran in prayer, making dua in the salah. And if a person can't go to the masjid, then they can pray at home. They can open the mushaf, they can open their phone and read from the Quran. And a person can do other acts of worship as well. The important thing is to make the most of this opportunity, because none of us can guarantee that we will live to see another one.
اللَّهُ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ.